We're going to hear now from a University of Hong Kong journalism student. Erica Ho has taken part in protests while also trying to report on them.
It's quite complicated to a journalism student because it is really difficult to take a neutral side.
Ho resolves this by not being neutral. She stands with the protesters. She says their numbers grew after police tried to break up the demonstrations with pepper spray and tear gas Sunday.
And that caused many to call for the resignation of Hong Kong's chief executive. Now the police have backed off. Ho says fears of another crackdown have faded, and the activists have bigger ambitions.
Our ultimate goal is fight for a true democratic political reform instead of just letting our chief executive to step down.
Those reforms involve the election of Hong Kong's next chief executive in 2017. China's government wants to control the list of candidates. To protest that, Erica Ho says about half the students at her school are boycotting classes.
She's been urging them to join her on the streets at a particular rallying point.
You know that Hong Kong have a double floor buses, and then it stopped at the center of a crossroads.
The double-decker bus turned into a sort of symbol. She calls it a democracy board, plastered with paper messages supporting the Occupy movement.
And then everyone can stick their slogan or what they urge onto the buses. It is a good way to, showing actually Hong Kong's people really want to say something. I think Hong Kong is really a civic society.
Erica Ho says she's proud the protests have not turned violent and that she has no plans to give up.